Mr. Rizzo, Greenwood Library.
Good morning. My item on the agenda today is in reference to the Greenwood Library. If you recall, back in February, we initiated a feasibility study for the expansion of the existing library. We have a lease with the town of Greenwood for a site that lease runs until 2022. And then we have an option of a 25-year extension. We had a site plan that was developed as a part of that feasibility study. And that site plan was presented to the town of Greenwood as was required by the lease. And they approved that site plan. I should mention with me today, Mr. Michael Wigley, who represents Davis, Bowen, and Friedel, who was the architect engineering firm that was selected for this project. State funding has been approved in this current year's budget, which allows for a $3.1 million project that's anticipated, whereby the state funds 50% of the project, and a combination of the county and the Friends of the Greenwood Library would be responsible for a 50% match. And I should also mention that we have representatives from the Friends of the Greenwood Library are in attendance today as well. The design will be for a new 10,400 square foot single-story facility, and that was based upon the schematic design that was approved in our feasibility study. Based upon that presentation, one of our early work items will be for our design team will be the evaluation of alternative building methods, such as a pre-engineered metal building or a modular style type of construction. And we have a milestone in the design where we will evaluate those alternatives and come back and report to the county council. The design contract is valued at $185,569, and that is just under 6% of the total project cost. And if there are not any questions, I have a motion I can read.
Well, if everything goes well, what would we expect it might be done?
Well, what we want to do, we obviously want to hit the ground running as far as the design. My preference would be to be able to bid the project, say in a January time frame, which would allow for a contractor to kind of be available starting in the spring to initiate construction. Depending upon what it is we're proposing to build, a contract time frame might be between 6 and 9 months, and obviously that's part of our design.
So in 2012.
Yeah, we definitely need to have bids in hand for the bond budget committee to allocate. Mm-hmm. The funds are available this year. We want to make sure those funds are and stay with this project. So we want to bid it this year.
And if you said it, I apologize. I was trying to read
sure.
something. Is the design going to offer the ability for modular?
Yes. What we want to do is do an evaluation and then bring that back to the county council and present our recommendation before we actually get into, the nuts and bolts of the design.
Okay, thank you.
Any more questions, Mr. Rizzo? You have a motion, sir.
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the county engineering department that the Sussex County Council authorize its president to execute an agreement with Davis, Bowen, and Friedel, Inc. of Salisbury, Maryland, to provide design services for the Greenwood Library at a cost not to exceed $185,569.
I'll make the motion.
I have a motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second.
Second.
Mr. Cole, any questions on a motion? I will take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes, thank you for your work, and I hope it goes quickly and well. People are waiting for it.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Next, Julie Cooper, Woodlands of Millsboro. Consultant contract amendment.
Hang on one second.
Okay. We're hanging right on.
Thank you.
Mr. President, while we're waiting, if I could just point out, if I could ask council members when they vote or when they speak, if they could get close to the mics, because I have gone back on certain matters where I've been out for the last several months quite a bit and tried to listen to the tapes, and it's very difficult sometimes to hear some of the votes or what's being said. And I think it's important for those listening as well to be able to hear what the votes or what's being said.
Maybe we should be mic'd.
Thank you, Mr. Moore. Now, Ms. Cooper.
Hi, how's everybody today?
Great, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good. Well,
we've completed the Woodlands of Millsboro project. It went online last November, and I apologize for the delay in getting to you on this contract amendment. It was the construction administration contract with George Miles and Burr, and we were just a little delayed in getting our paperwork together and our approving their final invoice. So what this is, and then going over documentation for the work hours involved in the project. And once we approved what they submitted, what happened was we came up with a balance of $4,464.79 in work above what originally was in their contract. So that's what I'm here for today.
Okay. Any questions? You have a motion?
Yes. Hang on one second. Be it moved that, be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that contract amendment number 2 with George Miles and Buer be approved in the amount of $44,464.79.
$44,000?
The original contract was $40,000.
Okay, so you're
And so the amendment increases it by $4,000. And I gave you a copy of this. Increases it by
$4,464.79. Okay. We have a motion from someone?
I'll make a motion.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Yeah, well, it's on the floor.
Second, we need a second first.
Okay.
Need a second?
I'll second it.
Second, Mrs. Deaton. Now, question on the motion.
I just need a real quick answer from you. I really didn't hear everything you said.
That's okay.
About the basic reason why we're paying more money here.
Oh, there was extra work involved in the field where the contractor had called the designer out to resolve some issues that came up because the information that we had based the design on wasn't always correct. When the piping in the subdivision wasn't exactly what it was supposed to be, for one thing. So we had to make some changes on the fly.
Okay.
More questions? No, we'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, Ms.
Thank
Cooper.
Thank you.
Next, we have grant requests from Mrs. Webb.
Thank you. The first one today, American Red Cross.
Now, they didn't get a grant this year, is that right?
They did not.
And they've been getting how much?
They have been getting $500, $100 each.
I think they got $10,000.
Well, that was for specific
uses. Oh, it was specific.
Yeah, that was
okay.
Like 911. They don't typically get that.
So, so we have previously given them $100 per council person for
yes.
a total of $500.
Yes.
Okay.
I'll make that motion.
I have a motion and a second.
Second.
Mr. Phillips, to grant the American Red Cross of Delmar Peninsula for community services in Sussex County a total of $500, $100 each council person. Any questions? Take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
The Lewis Public Library.
And they're, did they give you a specific number of what their project's going to cost them?
They did. They're requesting $500 to help support this year's conference, which is a annual Lewis Creative Arts Conference.
I'll take $500 out of my account for that.
I have a motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second.
Second.
Mr. Phillips to grant $500, Mrs. Deaver's account, to the Lewis Public Library for the annual Lewis Creative Artists Conference. Questions? Take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Bridgeville Apple Scrapple Festival.
What have we granted previously?
Previously, last year, $1,500 and a combination of $900 Mr. Wilson, $300 Mr. Vincent, and $300 Mr. Phillips.
Motion.
Make that motion.
I have a motion, Mr. Phillips. Second. seconded by
Mr. Coleman.
Thank you, sir.
I guess the
grant $1,500 to Apple Scrapple, $900 from Councilman Wilson, $500 from Councilman Phillips, and from my account. Any questions? Take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
The Delaware Lady Blue Hen softball team, 12 and under.
Is that a previous?
We had a previous grant last year for $500, 100 each.
We have a motion, Mrs. Deaver. Mm-hmm. Second.
Second, we have
Phillips to grant $500 to the Delaware Lady Blue Hen softball team for tournament expenses, being $100 each council person. Any questions? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
And the Rehoboth Beach Film Society. Mr. Cole.
Did I put an amount down?
You did, 1,000.
I'd like to make that motion.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mrs. Deaver, to grant $1,000 to Rehoboth Beach Film Society to sponsor a film festival. Mr. Cole's account. Any questions? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Introduction of proposed zoning ordinances. Mr. Moore.
I see none.
None. Any additional business brought before council? Mr. Guy is on the way. Speedily coming down the aisle. Okay, we have three. Karen Duffield, Sussex Outdoors Program. Karen Duffield, I think, has gone. She here? No, okay. Next, Catherine Ward, League of Women Voters, Sussex County, Reverend Blanket Extension. Next will be Sandy Spence to follow her.
Good morning. First, I'd like to commend Mr. Lank and his report. I know he did an arduous task getting all of that information and giving us a sense of that information was going to be at one point clear and available to the council and to the public. And again, I'd like to commend him for all that work. But to assume that report was in any way clear or could give us any real understanding of what the impact on Sussex County was going to be for 12,000 possible properties is just illogical. Mr. Wilson, Mr. Phillips, when you say there's no harm to this, when a property comes or a building comes or a subdivision comes for approval, there is a long work in finding what impact that's going to have on sewer, what impact it's going to have on transportation, and to assume that what they approved of years ago and all of these other possible properties don't have an impact on each other is just illogical. Mr. Vincent, again, that I want you to hear that, but mostly I want to say to you, as Mr. Cole said, demand drives jobs. Demand, not the selling of properties back and forth. We don't need any more of these properties currently in Sussex County. Believe me, if I thought jobs were going to come out of this, I would be behind it 10 million times. But that is not the way an economy works. An economy works in a capitalistic society on demand. And I do kind of resent that someone's idea about this whole decision is based on a party line. That's just not logical. I mean, I would think that the county council should be beyond that. You can't assume that people make decisions just because of a party they belong to. As I have seen often on this council, the assumptions would not have proven out by what the people had said. So I wish we would get beyond that. I really do. And the next thing is, I wonder about the legality of the passage of this, in that I was handed, under a FOIA request, a piece of this that had 262 new possibilities. The spirit of the law is different than the absolute law that was practiced today. This was supposed to be open to the public to review before that vote was taken. It was supposed to be given to you so that you could make an intelligent review. And you can't tell me in the 30 minutes anybody could have intelligently evaluated that situation and make an intelligent vote. We have planning and zoning for an important reason, so that Sussex County does not have unwarranted, undisciplined growth that is what would work to the negative of the citizens of Sussex County. I'm sorry that you passed that. I'm sorry that it happened. And I appreciate your time to let you hear what we believe is a reasonable response to that vote.
Thank you. Sandy Spence.
Hi, my name's Sandy Spence. I live outside Lewis. And first of all, speaking for the League of Women Voters, I would like to thank Mr. Moore very, very much from the bottom of our hearts for the excellent report and recommendations he made on redistricting today and which you accepted. We're extremely impressed and pleased that this council has decided to open the process and to be much more transparent than you've ever been in the past, and we deeply appreciate that, so thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'd also like to thank Mr. Moore, as a little aside, for reminding you to speak into the microphone. That's very important as part of transparency as well. Now I'd like to take my league badge off and speak for myself. When I moved here almost 10 years ago, I bought a lot that has 3/4 of an acre. Now that I've aged, and my husband has, it's a burden to cut the grass and take care of that property as well as the house. So I would very much like to move into a small facility, a small unit, preferably a condo with no maintenance of yards and things like that. However, I can't even think of putting my house on the market because there's too many houses here, and there's too many houses already approved. So I can't possibly sell my house for anywhere near what I paid for it and what I've invested in it with landscaping and making it a nice property. And so I've heard people say today that nobody is hurt by what you did about the extensions. Well, I'm hurt, and I just wanted you to know that because I can't sell my house. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Michael Panko.
The spaceship, where is that?
Hello.
If you could come up here and... And you've got 3 minutes, or close to that. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
It's a windmill, I thought.
Oh, it's right. a little yeah. Windmill.
Right.
And whatever you call that device.
Joan thought it was one of those things you put around a dog's head so they don't get
I don't think that's what it is, but...
Yeah, I bet you're glad I'm here, because your jokes are just so great, George.
I thought that's what you said.
Mr. Panko, you're going to talk about wind turbines or something like that.
Yes, sir. My name is Michael Panko. I am the owner of Ultra Solar and Wind Solutions with my partner, Brandon, who's also in attendance. He's right here. I live at Keenwick-on-the-Bay in Selbyville, Delaware, and we have the only silent and bird-friendly wind turbine in the world that doesn't go on a pole, doesn't make any noise, works at 7 mph winds for the micro, which you see here. It's called the Marilyn, like Marilyn Monroe, just like her skirt. And it is the only vertical or horizontal
clever
axis wind turbine in the world. Very, very, very affordable and way more powerful than anything that we have problems with right now in the county. So I want everyone to see it, to know that it doesn't have any decibel problems, so we don't have to worry about sound. It doesn't kill any birds. It can only move in one direction. Anything hits it, it bounces off of it. It's also the only one in the world passed by UNESCO Worldwide Preserve for being silent and bird-friendly. Mm. We're trying to make an operation to actually produce these here in the state of Delaware. I live in Delaware. Our solar and wind company, we're the only BP Solar and Home Depot solar installers for the region in Delaware. And we have the only wind turbine of its kind in the world, like I said. Residential, commercial, and micro wind. We offer all different kinds. It's completely scalable, silent, it doesn't need to go up on a pole, it won't make anyone angry, and we really don't think that we need 5 acres for this device. Right now, currently, there's an ordinance. I understand that everyone's trying to pass it. I also had this device at my mother's house. She purchased the very first residential size one, which is 6 feet tall by 6 feet wide and stands on a tower that makes it completely 13 feet tall, still under the size of my house. It fit well within the setback requirements of Kenwick on the Bay and within the setback requirements of the county. The county said no to it in writing because they still have an ordinance that says 5 acres. Clearly, this device doesn't make any noise, doesn't need anywhere near 5 acres, and it works in very, very low wind speeds. We live in a place where there's plenty of renewable energy right over our head every day, and this device will actually capture it for us right on our property, and we get paid for it, every customer. Instead of buying the power offshore, we're still at the mercy of the power company. We can make our power right on top of our house in very, very low wind speed. Like I said, don't make anyone angry, and it fits within all the things and the restrictions. So if you could somehow lift this 5-acre rule for us, it would really be great. So that way we can, number one, start making wind power right here on top of everyone's home within setback requirements. Of course, we're not trying to be invasive in any way, and this technology allows that. We have all stamped drawings where this has been put in Virginia, and we left a bunch of material that we wanted to leave for the county. Mm-hmm. So any questions?
Yeah, I do. You said a residential. What size is this? This is
just a micro wind.
And that would who would use that?
You can put these anywhere, ground-mounted, roof-mounted.
But how much? I mean, how much?
Residential.
That's a residential
yes.
size. Now,
yes.
But did you just say your mother or something? You put one, it was six feet by six feet?
Yeah, this one is the micro wind turbine. Right. Then we have a full residential one that's the rotor is 6 feet tall by 6 foot wide. Like I can stand inside it if it's standing here. Mm-hmm. And then it stands on top of a tripod base, which makes it basically 13 feet tall once, because as you notice, it connects halfway through it. Well, your rule about wind turbines is 1.5 times the blade size. Well, our blade size only goes from here up, and there's no blade at all, if you notice. That's why it's silent. It doesn't ever have to face into the wind. It's always in the wind. It's omnidirectional, so it doesn't matter where the wind's coming from, up, down, left, or right. You can have it horizontal axis or vertical axis. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, some pictures would be excellent if you could, you know,
get them. Absolutely. We have a whole folder right here. For
showing what.
And we also have this. It was tested in the University of Maryland wind tunnel. It's the only wind turbine that's been tested there and found out completely silent. We have all the photos and documentation from that for you. But really, we're just trying to show that I was born and raised here in Sussex County. This is where we live now. We have a great amount of energy, solar and wind, which we all know about. And we have a way to capture that wind without making anyone angry, without going on a pole, without that pole falling down and hitting homes. And like in Fenwick Island, it's a disaster there. If you look at Nantucket's, that's holding it up for everyone. That pole, if it falls down, it's clearly not within the requirements that you have right now. Mm-hmm. And how did that get in? And yet my mother, who's a county person who pays all her county taxes and everything, she can't even have one of these. It's completely silent. And the HOA president, Paul Lebling of Kenwick on the Bay, he wants one himself. He actually came out and set aside all the setback requirements with me, and he was like, I love it. I want one.
Mm-hmm. Have you talked to our economic development people here at the county?
No, this is the first.
I wish you would.
Okay, we're ready to do it.
Mm-hmm. Is this an item that's patented to you?
Pardon?
Do you have a patent for it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
What would you recommend a setback? What do you think is safe?
1.5 times the tower height.
Okay.
It's fine. Mm-hmm.
1.5 times the mm-hmm. tower
height. The problem with our ordinance is we're not going to address just that type.
Exactly.
The ordinance will say wind turbines are permitted, and some could be noisy, some could be real noisy, some could be silent. So we don't get into that. At least we haven't been. So that's the dilemma I think we're faced with. This is a great product if everything you say is true, which I don't. You know.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. How many KWs that 6 foot put out?
Sorry?
How many kWs does your
3.3 kilowatts. And this one is a 500 watt. And 7 mile per hour winds, 500 watts. And 26 mile per hour winds, we get 3.3 kilowatts. Completely silent, completely bird friendly. And it's the only one that's self-breaking. We have a lot of wind speed here. Mm-hmm. Hurricanes come. When the hurricane comes, this thing's terminal velocity only spins at 35 miles per hour. Any gust more than that, it will only spin that fast. Just like humans can only fall so fast, this can only spin so fast. So it's very important that it's self-breaking, low moving parts, low maintenance. It's a great product.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Can we give you the folder?
Oh, yeah, yeah, sure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming.
Are we finished with comments?
And yes, ma'am, we are.
I have a question. We got a nice report about collecting our delinquent property taxes. And we wait 2 years. We call and bill people for 2 years.
Well, I can address that if you let me. What we've decided to do is, since we only have one collection manager, she concentrates on the larger balances, on the specific problems, like where we might have a mobile home delinquency. And the Treasury office works it within the 2 years with phone calls and now on the tax bill. Well, it's just because we only bill once a year. So what we try to do is as soon as the billing is October 1st is when they're due, the Treasury office itself works on the short term, whereas the collection, I mean, it's not that we don't work on it for 2 years. We separate it. The Treasury office.
A law or something.
Oh, no, no, no. It's the way we separated it. The Treasury division works on it the first 2 years by direct contact with phone calls because they can see who's delinquent. And we try to get it on it as soon as October 1st. Anything after the 2 years, we send to the collection manager because she has a little bit more tools to work with and some different things that we use. That's the only reason there's a break.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else from council?
No, I don't believe.
If not, we'll entertain a motion.
Yes, make a motion.
Adjourn. Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr.
Cole. Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson. I vote yes. Motion carries.
Did you get a letter from them?
We are now adjourned until next week.